got racks there.
Oh. Some of them have big racks because each year they drop their horns. And 10-point this year might be a spike next year, you know, you can't hardly tell. Or a spike this year will probably be a 4-point next year.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of these hunting clubs around here don't shoot spikes.
They just let them go.
They just let them go and by. Next year it'll probably be a 4-point.
So they keep their antlers every year? I mean, do they drop them every year?
Yeah, they drop every year, no matter what they get.
Oh, even they got just spikes?
They'll drop them. Every bull could drop it from, this boy works for forest department. He's found I'd say 50 of them so far.
Mm-hmm.
He's just marking trees while he's doing it. So he did it by dropping his horn.
Do you know if anybody right here rounds up deer with old horns?
And they said they could do it, but I've never tried it.
There was a guy in Texas that I talked to a couple summers ago that told me he just round them up, just get two old deer horns and let them sit in the water and get them outside. You go out there and just, you know, knock them together a couple times, get a rut season and stuff, and fall over the place.
You ever see your deer killed in rut? His neck is about twice the size of you do.
Yeah.
Your neck swells up.
I didn't know that.
And they'll fight. That's when they're out fighting too.
Yeah, that's probably.
My uncle's killed two deer in rut. He got locked up. Mm-hmm. About 2 8-points. He walked up on him in the woods and they'd been fighting and got the horns locked up. And he'd been standing there. They couldn't do
anything. Yes.
You killed both of them.
That was unsportsmanship, right?
Yeah. You gonna walk with them and try to untangle?
No, I just let them go.
You can't. They'll die.
Oh, they would get apart.
No. They'll die just like that. And they might
start.
They might get apart. Yeah, they'll start a bit, but they can't get loose.
That's what I think about it.
Is there a lot of squirrel hunting around this area?
Some rich squirrel, huh?
Was it mostly gray squirrels?
Yeah. I've seen a lot of fox squirrels. Flying squirrels, a lot of flying squirrels this year.
Mm.
Chipmunks.
You can't eat chipmunks. There's nothing there. It's like killing a rat.
You shoot them. All it is a rat.
Yeah.
A strike a rat.
Yeah. Well, let's get through this here. From 1 to 14, slowly.
1 to 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. And if you add 6 to that, you have?
20.
Okay, and add 7 to that?
27.
Okay. Okay. 4 times 10?
40.
Okay. And if you add 30 to that?
70.
Okay, and if you add 30 to that?
100.
Okay, if you multiply 100 times 10?
1,000.
And then 10 times 10, 100,000?
What?
10 times 100,000?
10 times 100,000, 1 million.
Okay, if there's a line of men in the grocery store or something, the guy at the head of the line would be the
first.
Okay, and the next?
Second.
Okay.
Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay.
Nine.
Okay. If somebody got 20 bushels to an acre the first year, and then the second year they got 40 bushels, how much better was the second crop?
20 bushels.
Well,
if you got 20 bushels 1 year and 40 bushels the next year,
then the second year you got how good of a crop than the first? How much better the crop?
Twice as you.
Okay, twice as.
Yeah, 20 bushels, 30 better.
Okay.
It'd be the same thing.